wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. In that day, what day? In every human life, there are special days in which great changes, for better or for worse, took place. I can thank God for the day I was born, for it opened up a life of glorious experiences. And the greatest of these was when I received Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to be my Lord and my Savior. Oh, what a day that was to me, and then to thousands of others through me. But when the Bible says, in that day, there is revealed the most fearful day that could ever be in any life, and the day of a decision that will be the final and eternal destiny of men. That sounds like the judgment day. You are right. Every man knows instinctively that there will be a day of judgment, as the Bible declares. For all these things God will bring thee into judgment. But what weird ideas people do have about that judgment. A popular notion is that none can know how he stands with God until the great judgment day, and then one's good deeds will be on one side and his bad deeds on the other side of God's scale, and whichever outweighs will decide that one's eternal destiny. That idea is devil-born. It stinks of Satan's lies. First, if that's the way it is, then no one can be saved, forgiven, and regenerated now and know it. Second, and the Bible insists there is none that doeth good. No, not one. So no man has any goodness of his own to put in that imaginary scale. Third, and that theory denies the cross of Christ and that precious blood that alone can atone for our sins, by teaching that our good deeds can annul our sins. That little idea is the devil's deadly poison that people swallow whole, even though it undermines the most vital fundamentals of God's salvation. So we must resign Satan's lie and all our own ideas and turn to God's revelation. My Bible text declares, in that day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Thus it is the solemn responsibility of every preacher to preach the coming day of God's judgment. Every man has his open sins and his secret sins, and in that day the very thoughts and intentions of his heart shall be revealed. The judge, Jesus Christ, being God, he maintains the righteousness of God's throne, and he came into the world to save sinners, living as a man right here where we live. The triune Godhead has appointed Jesus Christ as the judge of all men. The Bible testifies, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Why is that event so emphasized? At death, the wicked go into hell fire, and after the judgment, they go into the lake of fire, but nothing shall be so appalling as the judgment. No human words can fully describe it, so it entire dependence upon the Holy Spirit of God, I will forewarn you of it. When all the ages of man's history on earth end, there shall be one immense multitude of the wicked from Cain on down, who having died, their bodies were held by death in land, the seas, and the air of earth, while their conscious eternal souls were in the torments of hellfire. As the day arrives, a voice of a great trumpet sounds its irresistible command over land, sea, and air. It is the voice of the Son of God as he cries, "Come forth!" Death shall deliver up the bodies of the wicked, just as the Lord Jesus told us. All that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. As their bodies had a part in their lives of sin against God, so their bodies must share their eternal punishment. Their souls from hellfire and their bodies from death, they shall stand on their own feet to answer to God for their rebellion and defiance of him. Their open sins and their secret sins were all their own sins. They did it. They said it. They planned it. All were the desires of their own wicked hearts, the decisions of their own self-will, and all were planned in their own heads. All are your sins, as the Bible calls them. As there appears a great white throne, heaven and earth vanish. The glory and light of that throne are too blinding to behold. An angel cries, "This is the day when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, executing the vengeance of God upon wicked men of all ages." Then you see legions of mighty angels by that throne, ready to obey his orders. You are horrified to see on that throne, and with his eyes as a flame of fire, Jesus, the Savior you ignored and rejected. Not now is he the revelation of the love of God, but manifesting the fearful wrath of Almighty God. As one by one is called to face him and their accounting, God's TV flashes that one's outrages of sin, and God's cassette sounds with his very voice. Trembling as you wait your turn, you cry out, "Oh, mountains, fall on me! I can't stand to face that judge." But earth with its mountains have fled away. As you hear the decree of that throne and see an angel seize one and cast him into the lake of fire with the devil, you are so desperate you beg, "Oh, angel, take me too to that lake of fire. Let me not face that judge." If you now cry, "Hush, preacher, I can't hear anymore," I hope you do not need to hear more. Thank God, this is a day of salvation, when you may turn from your wicked sins in repentance and choose to know Jesus Christ, even as Paul and millions more know him, as the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You can now surrender your will to him to be your Lord, to obey him, and in your heart trust him as your Savior, and with your mouth confess to God and to man Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, and your God. You may. It is God's offer to you. You can. You're able to do so. So now it is, will you? God is listening for your answer. If you do, God's love shall enfold you, and the Lord Jesus will receive you as one of his own. This will be the great day in your life. Let this day not pass without this being your experience. These messages are very short, but they embrace eternity, that unending forever and ever, whither we are each one headed. We do well then to face the facts and prepare for eternity.